AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The defense is rested in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Only two witnesses were called by the defense, and Donald Trump was not one of them. Legal analyst Arthur Adala says it's no surprise the former president didn't testify.
First of all, the judge made a ruling that if he took the stand, there was a lot of bad stuff that was going to come out about him. But in general, when you put a defendant on the stand, the burden of proof shifts from only on the prosecutor to now it's he said versus he said and who we're going to believe and who do we trust more.
Jurors could begin deliberating as soon as next week to decide whether Trump is guilty of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Appearing remotely, former New York City mayor and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty to charges related to the attempt in Arizona to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss there.
I've been sued about 20 to 25 times by a very, very similar movement to this one, which is the let's see what we can do to destroy Donald Trump.
Giuliani's trial is scheduled to start in October. Israeli officials seized a camera and broadcasting equipment belonging to the Associated Press in southern Israel. The U.S. privately urged the Israeli government to reverse that decision. Julie Pace is the AP's senior vice president and executive editor.
This shutdown was not based on the content of the feed, but rather an abusive use by the Israeli government of the country's new foreign broadcaster law. The live shot has generally shown smoke rising over Gaza.
The United Nations says it suspended food distribution in the southern Gaza city of Rafah due to the lack of supplies and insecurity. The Biden administration says it is releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a northeast reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. So far on Wall Street, modest gains in late-day trading. This is AP News. Elvis Presley's granddaughter, actress Riley Keough, has gone to court to stop a company from selling Elvis's home, Graceland. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The company Nossany Investments had called for a public auction of Graceland on Thursday, claiming Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, failed to repay a 2018 loan that used Graceland as collateral. Riley Keough, who inherited the estate, says through her lawyer that never happened and the documents are fraudulent. Elvis Presley Enterprises, which manages the property, also says the documents are fraudulent and there is no foreclosure sale. A Memphis judge has blocked the sale after Keough asked for a temporary restraining order. A lawyer for Nossany Investments declined comment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
It's so hot in Mexico, howler monkeys are falling dead from the trees. At least 83 of the mid-sized primates known for their roaring vocal calls were found dead in the Gulf Coast state of Tabasco. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.